Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. Thousands of people are pouring into Croatia, turning that nation into the latest hotspot in the 1,000-mile-plus exodus toward Western Europe after Hungary used tear gas, batons, and water cannons to keep migrants out of its territory. By Thursday morning, Croatian police said 6,200 people had entered the country since the first groups started arriving early Wednesday. Germany's vice chancellor is making a new appeal to other European countries to help shoulder the burden of the influx of migrants. Vice Chancellor Sigmar Gabriel said in a video message Thursday that Europe needs to move, saying Germany is helping. The question is, who is helping Germany? VOA's Luis Ramirez is in Munich.
There is certainly frustration because Germany wants the nations of Europe to accept quotas, to each commit to taking 160,000 refugees in each year. That proposal has been met with huge resistance, particularly in Eastern Europe, and Hungary is one of the countries that says it does not want to accept those that number of refugees.
That is VOA's Luis Ramirez reporting from Munich, Germany. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet says she will travel to the coastal area hit hardest by a powerful 8.3 magnitude earthquake late Wednesday that killed five people and triggered a widespread tsunami warning. Wednesday's quake was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago, and was felt as far away as Buenos Aires on the opposite side of the continent. The earthquake was followed by a number of strong aftershocks, and many people spent the night outside as a precaution. Tsunami warnings remained in place for hours along Chile's coastline. This is VOA News. The head of Burkina